Tanya, for the eighth day of Elul, Ches Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh Shimon Yud Beis, Igeres HaKedesh 12. It's on page 454 in the English Tanya, and it's in the top of the page, first line. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the reward for studying Torah, or the result of studying Torah for its own sake, is that it brings peace in heaven and on earth, above and below. It makes peace in heaven, meaning in the higher worlds, between the attributes that are conflicting, chesed and gvura, so on, by bringing a greater light, a greater godliness to be revealed into those emotions, and then they become bittul, and in their bittul they become united. That's bringing peace there. And then also below, even in on earth, where there's good and evil, and they're constantly at war with each other, this war will be resolved when Mashiach comes, and all unholiness will be removed from the world. But it also happens to some degree during the time of Golos through the learning of Torah. This filtering of the good out of the evil, separating the good from the evil, happens also al yedei gilui alikusei lamato, when godliness is revealed here below, with a great light and a intense giving, the knowledge of God fills the world, and the glory of God is revealed. And that's referring to the world in general after Mashiach comes. But in the person here below, in the human being, at any auspicious time, when God is available, when God is close, zut vila, eishar itim mizumanim, What is this time, this auspicious time, when God is more available, God is closer? It's during the time of davening, or other occasions, when he has the opportunity to be alone with his Maker, with God, kol echad l'fi masav, each person according to his virtue, according to his deeds. So then, zeichel l'me'ein birur zeh, then he can merit something of this birur, of this separation of good from the evil, al yedei esek ha-teira lishma, by studying Torah for its own sake. So he can accomplish, he can attain something of that godliness, of that revelation, which will take place for the rest of the world, for the whole world, when Mashiach comes. V'chein ha-yedei ha-tzedakah. And the same is true also with tzedakah. K'meshe nemar, as it says concerning Rabbi Eliezer, that Yoiv Pruta La'oni V'hoder Matli, that he would first give a coin to the poor man, and then he would daven. Dichsiv, because it says, Ani B'tzedek Ech Zepanecha, I will see your face, God's face, through Tzedek, through Tzedakah. What does it mean to see God's face? He Bechinas Gilui Ha'orah V'Hashpoat Hadav. It is a revelation, a revealed knowledge. When he has the knowledge and the understanding to understand God's greatness, in order to give birth through this knowledge of God, he gives birth to the emotions, to the fear and love of God that are born out of intelligence, out of knowledge, and through this we separate the good, using all the good for godliness, the nifad mehaza, and we reject, separate out the evil, k'meshe kosuv, as it says, matzreif lekesef, that a crucible is what purifies the silver, the kur lezohov, and the furnace cleanses or purifies the gold, the ish lefi mahaloli. And a person, his reputation is clarified through the praise that people give him. We know whether a person is good or bad through the reputation that he has developed. So just as the furnace tells you how good the gold is by separating the good from the bad, the same is true also with a person. We know what a person is by his reputation. Because the person goes through the crucible. He goes through the testing, the trial of reputation, of relating to people, and the result is the name that he has acquired for himself, and that name tells you what the person is. The Alter Rebbe explains it a little bit differently. Pidush, fi hilulei es Hashem. Not that the person is purified through his reputation, through the praise that is given to him, but rather through his praising God, through his ability to daven and to praise God, be'emek hadas, by a deep understanding of God's greatness, an understanding that produces a love and a fear of God, is kocha nivadir hatev, in the same way the good is separated, in this way the good is separated from the bad, the nifrad hara kibirur upirud hasigim mikesev vizahav b'matre v'kur. Just as the gold and the silver are purified and cleansed through the crucible or through the furnace, in the same way the separation of good and evil in the human being and the Jew also comes as a result of his praising God. So it is possible for a person, through his davening, through his praising God, to separate out the good from within him and to reject the evil. And that is similar to how the world is going to be. It is some fraction of the goodness that's going to be after Mashiach comes, when all good will be used for godliness and the evil will have no spark of goodness to keep it going, and it will be removed from the world. But in order to attain this level during the davening, you have to have tzedakah, as the Rebbe will explain. In the Hayyim Yem, for the 8th of Elul, for Ches Elul, the Rebbe writes that Hatzemach Tzedek Mono, the Tzemach Tzedek listed Shloisha Dvarim Shebeschusam Hitzliach Bishnas Tov Reish Gimel BePetterburg BeAsifas Harabonim. There were three things in whose merit the Tzemach Tzedek succeeded in 1843 during the debate of the rabbinical convention that was held in Petersburg. The Echad Mehem, one of the three things that the Tzemach Tzedek listed, was Zchus Shloishim V'Shtayim Elef Hashoyz, the 32,000 hours Asher Torach V'Yageya B'Drushay Abeinu Hazakim, which he labored and worked in over the Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe, the Meshach Shloishim Hashonim, in the course of the 30 years from from 55-64 to 55-94. Bishnas Tovkuf Samach Dalet, in the year 55-64, which is 1804, Kova Leishir Miyuchad Lumed Zishar Abeinu Hazakin. He designated a special shir, a special study time, in which he would study the Alter Rebbe's Maimarim. And in the year Bishnas Tovkuf Tzamach Tzadik Dalid, in the year 1834, his chilul hisasik b'hatfasosam, they began to work and prepare it for publication.